Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine. I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Earth Day and Passover, Monday the 22nd, and until the weekends on Sunday the 28th. And we're still in April. And what's going on is that this week we will have the Scorpio full moon, and there is a separate podcast for this lunar event. And we also will have Mercury direct. Yes, that's what we'll have. And we have the approach of Mars joining Neptune in Pisces. So those are some things that will stand out from the rest of the week's planetary energy forecast. And I will begin by letting you know that the direct Mercury will be on Thursday the 25th at 8:54 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And Mercury going forward is not going to be at full speed, of course. We know it's going to be a little bit slower. And probably it will take till May 5th before it's going 1 degree a day. So even if you feel like it's a little sluggish, it is. But it will feel a little bit better. The stationary day is the 24th, so you have to be aware that the station and the early morning on Thursday, the station, and then that rest of that day. It's going to move direct when it starts moving, but it's really kind of hanging there, and people are not really functioning as well as usual. And one of the things that we're experiencing with all of this being like a slowed down retrograde Mercury at the time of the full moon, when the feelings are getting very, very big, and it's a Scorpio moon, it's getting very intense, is that frustration to have feelings in it also, right? Big feelings. So just be aware of that and feel it in yourself and say, oh, look, here it is, and see if you can breathe through it and let it go. The moon is in Libra as we begin the day on Monday the 22nd, and it is opposing Mercury, slowed down Mercury, at 8:10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So we are not able to come to agreements easily. That's putting it mildly. And things will feel kind of irritated and irritating while that's in. Also, because the moon will go on to oppose Chiron in Aries at 3:54 p.m. So that's, you know, will we learn our lesson, or will we be acting out when people want to talk and discuss and find compromise? Will we be having to show our independence? We'll find out, won't we? After this, we have the moon going opposition Venus in Aries until 7:24 p.m. So even though we have a polarity coming, it's not coming in the Aries-Libra. We're having plenty of oppositions and polarities on Monday. And, of course, you know, the moon in Libra is interested in partnership and sharing and cooperation and justice, for instance, and the Venus in Aries is not as much, even though it rules Libra, it's really independent and likes to spar, and that is not a comfortable experience. So we are going into the void of course moon after that. So Libra will be able to settle down and be, you know, at peace for the rest of the evening and into the overnight in the early morning on Tuesday, The moon enters Scorpio on Tuesday the 23rd at 11:20 a.m., has a square to Pluto, which we see in the chart. When I do the podcast, I'll be talking about the chart of the full moon. And so that square to Pluto, which is ruling Scorpio, comes in at 3:27 p.m. So there's a lot of, well, let's just say, fight to the finish. It's like, make it easy on you. There is very little when the fixed signs are at odds. There's very little chance that there will be anything resolved. All right? So both of these positions will want to be in somewhat of control, and neither will be happy with what the other one wants. One will be trying to look at change and trying to look at the future. And the moon in Scorpio isn't really up for that right now. Thank you very much. 3:27 p.m. And then the full moon comes in. It is exact, the opposition from the moon to the sun in Taurus, at 7:49 p.m. I don't know what time. I should have looked up the time of the sunset, because I know we're getting lighter and lighter and lighter, and I get more and more confused about it being late. It's time for dinner? Really? It's like so light out. I'm not sure. But for those of us who are in a situation or a location where we are in the dark, we're at a little bit after or approaching that 8:05 p.m. in the Eastern time zone is when the sun will be setting. So we won't get to see it. And that will be a really, it would be in the morning position. Scorpio would be rising as the sun is setting. Maybe a tiny bit of it as it happens, but as we go through the night, it will be in the sky. You will be under the moon for the night. And those of you with cameras that get great lunar shots, go get them, because they'll be there. Okay, now, this is being discussed, as I said, on the separate podcast. But we are going to be looking at the difference between my stuff and our stuff in terms of finance, my personal money and our shared resources, my personal values and other people's values. And so that is something that may be apparent to you during that time frame. After the full moon is exact, however, the moon in Scorpio will be heading towards a stabilizing trine to Saturn in Pisces. And that will be a long trip. It will be coming into exact on Wednesday at 6:52 p.m. So, yes, it is a time when, especially on the feelings level, we will be calming down and, looking for people who can also be helping us feel as though everything's all right, seeking that and finding it until 6:52 p.m. on Wednesday. But after this, Scorpio moon will go on to the opposition to Uranus and Taurus, 6:25 a.m., and then the opposition to Jupiter, 7:55 a.m. And of course, this can be, unfortunately, more news about some sort of a earthquake or volcanic eruption or stuff like that, or something with the economy. It is something that happens. We have fairly regular news about strange weather experiences and also those mega experiences like earthquake and volcanic eruption. So this isn't going to feel as stable as you felt as this gets closer. And you'll be tempted to overdo in some way to compensate while the opposition to Jupiter is in. And, of course, there will be discrepancy if you're looking about how to deal with the money at that time. So it's not a good morning to discuss financial issues, especially if you know that you're not dealing with like-minded individuals. Mercury goes direct at 8:54 a.m. that morning. Again, just real slow, not really up to speed, but it is moving forward. If you are a Gemini, Virgo, or you have Virgo or Gemini rising, you will say, oh, I was feeling so unlike myself, and now I'm beginning to feel like I'm moving ahead. Yes, that is true. And also, the house that has those signs, if it's not your ascendant, another house in your chart will have the sign probably on the cusp of the house, making it the ruler of that house. So those would be the places where things start moving forward again. Things that were not really getting anywhere start to get somewhere. Scorpio moon is trine Mars in Pisces for the day. And after that, 2:25 p.m. exact, it will trine Neptune in Pisces until 7:17 p.m. So once we get into the day, moon in Scorpio is doing well. It's connecting with people who are also on a wavelength and able to maybe get something to happen that's helpful. And also the psychic energy of the moon in Scorpio, trine Neptune, is very powerful and profound. So it's time for you to do that kind of work or creative work or be involved with music and dance, photography, and those kinds of things that are Neptunian will be feeling very, very good indeed. And then the moon is void, of course, until 9:37 p.m. when the moon enters Sagittarius and goes to sextile the Scorpio ruler Pluto in Aquarius. So that's until 1:36 a.m. on Friday. So if you're in a conversation as that aspect is in about plans for the future or philosophies and that kind of thing, long distance journeys that you want to take and have the need to confer with someone else about that, that will go well. As it will go well on Friday the 26th to be in conversations with others, because the moon in Sag is moving to trine that newly direct, not quite up to speed yet, but moving forward, Mercury in Aries. All day, it's heading that way. And it makes the complete aspect on Saturday the 27th at 3:59 a.m. Eastern. So again, a good time to start reaching out, putting things out there. It may not take off quickly because it is a slow Mercury, but it is a positive aspect. And you may be speaking to people who are ready for adventures. Plan one. It's a good idea under that trine. After this, there is a brief period when the moon is square Saturn in Pisces, and that's until 4:21 a.m. in the Eastern time zone Saturday morning. So the thing to say is if you happen to be traveling, if you're on an overnight travel or, you know, you're still awake and you start a journey after 4 o'clock and between those hours, you may have trouble because of obstacles of many different kinds, But it isn't, and Saturday in general is not a great day for that travel and that movement that the moon in Sag loves, because the next aspect after the square to Saturn is the square to Mars in Pisces, and that is in for the day. You won't feel that coming until it's later in the evening. It is exact on Sunday morning at 2:15 a.m. So you may just be energized by this coming square, but you can get into it or have problems or difficulties later in the evening on Saturday. Unfortunately, it's a very short period from 2:15 to 2:56 a.m. that the moon in Sag gets to trine Venus in Aries Sunday morning. But, you know, if you're up, you might be up out west. If you get past that edginess, you'll be able to make things okay, relationship flow. And however, right after this, we have the moon square to Neptune in Pisces until 3:31 a.m. So it's a little quick aspects. Difficulty, hey, it's great. Difficulty. And again, travel, deception, weather, and over-idealizing, if you happen to be in that mode, is entirely possible. The void, of course, Sag Moon will enter Capricorn on Sunday at 5:37 a.m., and you will have the harmony of the lights for almost all of Sunday. That's a nice gift, isn't it? The Capricorn Moon trines the Sun in Taurus until 10:28 p.m., and you just feel like you finally have landed into something certain, and you feel good about it, and you're feeling good within, and relationships without are reflecting that ease and similarity between the feelings and the expression. And it's a good thing that that's been a wonderful experience for the day. Unfortunately, also coming in that day is the Mars-Neptune conjunction, so it's good that a lot of that took place with a very steady, stable moon-trine sun, and the actual Mars in Pisces joining Neptune is coming in at 12:31 a.m. exact on Monday morning. So that may be where you're not feeling very certain of your actions, or other people are acting in a way that's not really what's, you know, it's like a little bit deceptive or confused. It would be difficult on the roads at that time. People might not be seeing the, you know, movements clearly. So that's a word to the wise. The following week, we are going to have shifts, and I was going to tell you that the 1 week between the direct Mercury on the Thursday the 25th and the following week, Thursday 2nd of May, is that brief window of all planets direct again. You know, we had that, and then Mercury went retrograde, and Mercury goes direct. But on Thursday, we're going to be talking about a shift of signs, the Venus for Mars, and the retrograde of Pluto begins on Thursday the 2nd. So we'll need to talk about that. Yes, we will. And you're, you know, working out that next week as you dealing with the harvest of the full moon in Scorpio. So wishing you a good week ahead, and I'll say goodbye for now.